This is not about being anti-vax. This is about identifying a problem with how vaccines were being produced and identifying that there needed to be some changes made. And suddenly she became a villain for it. And I want to welcome the person who is directly and with a badge of honor responsible for my program being pulled from YouTube. I want to welcome Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, great to have you.
Good to be back, Pastor
Gregory. you were strike number one, strike number two, strike number three, strike number four, and then you're out of there.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
you know, there's that line in A Few Good Men that Jack Nicholson made famous. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. That's what's going on in social media. They can't handle those of us that are delivering the truth about what's really going on. And I guess we didn't really get to this, but it's easy for you to transition into this. Your research indicated, going back to 1934, that there were problems with how the vaccines were being manufactured, how they were being created, and that those issues were showing up in an increase in a variety of illnesses, from Alzheimer's to cancers to Parkinson's disease, I mean a number of the dementia, possibly even AIDS as another one. Can you speak to that and what you know what you were hoping they would do differently so the vaccines would no longer be contaminated?
Yeah, sure. I'm not quite as old as 1934.
Yeah, of course.
but yes. Yes, after we made our discoveries about mouse viruses infecting humans and being strongly associated with diseases like autism, myalgic encephalitis, that's inflammation in the brain and the spinal cord, multiple sclerosis, prostate cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, and we had isolated from people with those diseases. Of course, you see lots of opportunistic infections. You see these people are sick. They have acquired immune deficiency or dysfunction. They have AIDS. And so they're very similar immunological defects, a crash, a totally dysfunctional immune system, and yet they didn't have HIV. They had mouse viruses, and this was the discovery we published in October 8th of 2009. And I'd been working on this particular family of diseases, the neuroimmune diseases, only since 2006. My previous 26 years had been in HIV, AIDS, the other human retrovirus, human T cell leukemia, or lymphoma virus. So you start to see that these families of viruses, human retroviruses, which prior to 1980, when my mentor, Frank Rossetti, had isolated the first disease causing human retrovirus, that one that caused a very aggressive T cell leukemia, largely in Brazil and Japan. You see, because viruses are endemic, that is, they're in regions of the world where, you know, they just live in the animal kingdom. Well, we were using what our research showed after I was jailed in 2011 as this discovery became a bigger and bigger problem to governments worldwide, meaning we found lots of disease associations. We found the blood supply had been contaminated for more than 30 years with the mouse viruses and monkey viruses and pig viruses and cow viruses, because we use all of these animal cells, animal blood, animal cell lines, continuously growing as manufacturing plants of vaccines. So Ken Tech and Lively, my co-author, Was researching this after I was released from jail in 2011 for refusing to recant the work. You know, this is, right. you know, a biblical, a spiritual war, being yes. refusing to recant and say I'd made a mistake. We went all the way back. Kent went all the way back to 1934 in Los Angeles, and the first cases of autism in our country were happening to doctors and nurses in LA hospital. Oh, how interesting. And those were the people that they were testing polio vaccines on. And polio is a virus that there are many strains of enterovirus, the family of viruses that is polio, but only the polio virus at the time had adapted to infect the brain, to cause encephalitis in the brain. And so they had been making testing vaccines in mice, passing the polio virus through mouse brains in order to weaken it. They call it attenuated. Right. Right. And that, of course, is gain of function. That, of course, is gain of function because okay. you're teaching the virus to calm down, theoretically. But when you're calming it down, it was recognized back by the doctors doing the work and the researchers. We highlight a scientist named Brody, who actually killed himself, theoretically, as people are finding out what's happening, that they were actually generating more dangerous, more virulent viruses, wow. and recognized that a mouse virus that did nothing to the mouse except regulate its brain function. We now appreciate all animal species, all the way back to lizards and even plants, have viruses, retroviruses and other viruses that regulate their immune responses, that actually teach their body, given by God, mm-hmm. what is self and what is not. What is your virome? What is good bacteria? What is good virus?
The impact of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil impact all the way to the cell, and God's warning that once you eat of it, you will now have released death into the world, which it did, and that death is birthed itself, shown itself, manifested itself all the way to the cellular level. So actually your research highlights a very strong biblical scriptural truth. Go ahead, Judy. I just think it's interesting.
That is correct. Our research highlights, manifests a very strong biblical truth. Yeah. You don't change at the cellular level. Every tissue, organ system made by God, planted by God, has this protection around it, mm-hmm. of literally viruses that are yours, that are expressed exquisitely to talk to the bacteria, the good commensal, we called it, mm-hmm. decades ago when I started my research. So it's a dance between all of nature to show you self and non-self, metabolized plants as food and animal as food. But right there in Genesis, you know, it was good. Genesis 1:31 made the entire universe and it was good. And we were born with a system to recognize what is other virus from other animals and plants and beings and what is human. And that's continuously expressed at all times. So we recognize you can't pass a monkey virus, a polio virus, another virus through an animal brain, through, you can't inject it. They call it transfecting it, inoculating another animal. You're likely to acquire, to put in that needle, the animal's virus, that is actually protecting the animal, and causing illness in humans.
Right.
So all the way back in 1934, this is chapter 5 of our first book, Plague. So all the way back in 1934, we saw a big cover-up as hospital workers, healthcare workers, their families, the doctors, you know, they were shedding. Oh, you know, the injection shed, the kids shed, the kids began to get autism as their parents were actually thinking they were doing the right thing. And it says in Leviticus, don't ingest and don't inject. We don't know how that C was pronounced biblically.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We get back more. Dr. Judy, it's breaking down for us this issue of how these vaccines were created and how they were incubated in animals, and the incubation in the animals breached barriers and really has given us now in our bodies these illnesses that are animal related, because we weren't supposed to inject animal virus into our bodies. That was not God's plan. And again, there's been this mutation and this increase and this acceleration of these immune deficiency illnesses. We're back to talk about how we...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program, Monday through Friday, with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want you to take a couple quick actions for me, if you would be so kind. The first one is, if you are watching us online in particular, you just saw Pastor Samuel, that's my lead pastor in India, standing with a group of people at a well that we put into a community, and the lives of those people and about 2,000 others around that community have now been changed for generations because of this freshwater well. Would you please consider making a donation today at paypal.me/Pastor Greg, paypal.me/Pastor Greg, or you can go to the website at chosengenerationradio.com or cg4i.com. That's the India website. It goes into the Faith Harvest Church account, and we will make sure that those funds are used to put a well in India. We will film it and we will post it. We do that with every well that we put in. We film it. We pray. I pray over the site that the Lord will use that site to change and touch lives, not just physically, but spiritually, mentally, and emotionally as well. And I pray that you would join us in that. And then the second thing, up at the top of the screen, if you're watching again, you'll see CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. I encourage you to go there and get signed up. This is high-quality product that will help build your immune system. And I'm taking these products. I started taking this stuff when I went to Trinity Health Freedom Expo, which is where I got to meet Dr. Judy in person for the first time, by the way. And it was Aneva products. And she may even have some insight about that, but we're not going to talk about that particularly, other than I just want you to get signed up. Do your own research on the products. Cleveland Clinic is where they run the majority of their tests. They're clinically proven to work. And I have healthcare professionals that I'm referring to this site that are buying literally thousands of dollars of product a month to share with their patients because of the results that they get by using these products. Dr. Judy, we were talking in the break about cancer, and I'll be 60 in April, and I was thinking, you know, when I was a kid, cancer was something, I mean, if you happened to know someone, and generally you didn't, generally it was somebody you knew somebody who knew somebody or was related to somebody that had cancer. I mean, it was several stages removed from everyone, and it was so rare. And they didn't have cancer centers. They didn't have MD Andersons in cities, and they didn't have any of that. You went to your regular doctor, and he sent you to the hospital, and they hoped that you didn't, well, they knew you were going to die. They just, basically, they tried to make you comfortable until you did. I mean, that was it. That was the treatment.
Right. And that's how our first book, Plague, opens up. That's how my life opens up. I'm 63. I'll be 64 in April. And we, my grandfather got cancer when I was about 10 years old. And, it was unheard of. And so I started my journey thinking of God's food is medicine. That, the very first book I ever saw was Vitamin C and Cancer, Linus Pauling. And I just, sure. And I have it. And it's actually autographed. Mm-hmm. I have two copies. I don't know where I found the autographed copy. But that was the book. And I'm like, you can cure cancer with food.
Yeah.
And so then I hear 20 years, a decade later, after I graduated college, June 10th, 1980, I started at the National Cancer Institute, which had just been turned at Fort Detrick from biowarfare into the Cancer Institute.
Wow.
And all the Cancer Institute cared about was isolating viruses that cause cancer. And that's what I just mentioned before the break. My mentor discovered the first human cancer-causing retrovirus that was endemic in Japan. So something about disruption in their food supply. And now in today's paper, or the thing I just got on my phone when I popped up, it says new highly virulent variant of HIV has suddenly popped up. The discovery of HIV variant shows the virus evolved to be more serious and contagious. No, it's not involving. They're being manufactured right there at Fort Detrick, where for four decades, since, 1975, my mentor, first Dr. Frank Rossetti, and you can see all of this in Ending Plague. Frank Rossetti writes for the first time in our book, Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. Well, what we realize, at the end of this book, what we realized when we were both taken out of science, silenced our careers, ruined, we realized the viruses we were producing, manufacturing there at Fort Detrick for biowarfare were being used to cause cancer in our people, in our very people.
My gosh. Well, and folks, that's why I'm encouraging you to sign up at CGRwellness.com, because these are foods. That's what they've created. They have liquefied food and liquefied nutrients so that they're more effective in getting into your body, because a liquid is more effective and has a greater impact than a pill. And that's what they've done at Aneva. And if you go to CGRwellness.com and get signed up, you'll also be benefiting our India ministry and our radio ministry. With every purchase, they're going to give a percentage of that purchase to the ministry as a donation. So we encourage you to do that. Get signed up today, but get healthy.